Today on the DML News Podcast, President Trump raises an astronomical, record-breaking dollar amount. Facebook sends me a warning. I guess they don't like the truth being told. Death to America is chanted in Dearborn, Michigan. A Hollywood wacko goes absolutely lunatic on Trump. We're going to show you now the new face of a public defender in Seattle. So many stories. I can't even tell you what they are here because Facebook would kick me off. But don't worry, we're going to give you a good portion of it, and it's all unfiltered.
Dennis Michael Lynch gives you his word, and he will never let you down. He will always fight for America.
The only one who really puts his money where his mouth is Dennis Michael Lynch.
Hello, I'm Dennis Michael Lynch, and I thank you for joining me today. Across from me is my son, Denny, on the controls back in the, 15 feet from me is my son, Ryan. And I am your friend, DML. I am here with you today, and we are going to give you a packed program. What we have been doing for pretty much the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and it has been actually effective because we have been getting in a lot of new members. We decided that what we would do is we would no longer provide our full-length programs to liberal outlets. That simple. Just not going to do it anymore. Putting our foot down. So we no longer give our full audio podcast to Apple Podcasts. We only give them a little taste of it and ask people to come on over, download the DML News app, and become a member of Team DML. The same goes for YouTube and, of course, Facebook. Now, Facebook's really the only place that I've ever put any effort into in terms of trying to build social media presence. But Facebook has become so radical over the course of time. In fact, you can't even call them Facebook anymore. They're really Meta. I mean, you know, just these crazy people. In the same way that, Denise suddenly wants to remove these and become Dennis, you know, for some reason, Facebook, which is one of the most recognizable brands in the world, decided, hey, let's become Meta. And still to this day, nobody knows who the hell they're talking about. But regardless of the fact, we have been doing this. We've been playing a little portion of the show. I shouldn't say a little portion, probably about 30 minutes. And then the following 20 to 25, 30 minutes gets played on the Team DML website, where it's just like-minded people, thousands of people coming in and listening to the rest of the show. Now, it's not like we give some radical sort of information in the back. No, we just talk about the stories that are happening out there. A lot of times it's the stories that you won't get on the mainstream media. It's the stuff that the other outlets, even the conservative ones, skip over because they're not sensationalized enough. But I believe, and my sons here believe, that these are the stories that are basically shaping America. And when people do come over to Team DML, they say, thank God I did. I'm getting information that I didn't know was out there. And it's not information we're making up because we think it's out there. We show videos, these are real tweets. Some of them are coming from accounts of members of Congress, you name it. Well, funny thing happened on the way to posting another post on Facebook. I wound up getting an email over the weekend that said that the Facebook legal team sent me a message. I thought that was kind of weird because I thought it was the Meta legal team. And then I went over to my support inbox, which goes to my Facebook account, and only Facebook has the email that I use for that account. Nobody else would even know what it is. And I wound up getting a letter from Facebook. I'm going to read it to you. It says, "Dear Meta content creator," that's me, "we hope this message finds you well. We are writing to request additional information regarding your use of our platform's creator monetization tools. In order to verify the identity of all admins associated with your account," and I'm the only one, by the way, "we kindly ask that you provide us with the following documents. Number one, a clear and legible copy of a valid government-issued ID. Number two, if your payment method is through a bank account, please provide a recently issued, not older than 6 months, bank account from the account designated for payouts. If your payout method is through PayPal, please provide a PayPal statement. We understand that these requests may seem intrusive, but they are standard procedures in our industry and are necessary for us to verify your identity. Please visit your support inbox and respond to the requested documents on this thread as soon as possible so that we can continue with the next steps of our business relationship. Until we receive the necessary information, the payouts on your creator account will be on hold. Please note that failure to provide the requested information within 60 days may result in the loss of creator monetization tools of your account. We understand that this may be an inconvenience, but is necessary to ensure the security and integrity of our platform. If you need to edit who is the admin on your account or confirm your payout method, please go to the payout hub, blah, 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 blah. So this is what I received. Now, amazingly, just hours prior to receiving it, I had put a message up on Facebook how it is that they took two of my podcasts, the little intro podcast we give on Facebook every single day for people to consider coming over to Team DML, and they said there were issues with those, that there were issues, that there were problems with it, that they broke the standards, that they broke the policies. I don't know what policies they could possibly break, because we take all the stuff that talk about people cutting this body part off and going to that body part, or even talk about many of the things that happened down at the border. We pulled that on our own private site. We don't put that here on Facebook. We a lot of times just talk about Trump winning the election, Biden sucking, all the other different stuff. But obviously it's an issue, and I'll tell you why it's an issue. It's an issue because Facebook, in my opinion, is in the pocket of every single major Democrat DC lawmaker, and also has all the friendships of the courts. They never lose. They are a monopoly. They are a force. Zuckerberg is a force, and he spends millions upon millions, even hundreds of millions of dollars, to do whatever he can to make sure that the left stays in power. Well, we try to use Facebook to say, nah, that's a bad idea. We think you should come on over to the good side. We think you should vote for Trump, or we think you should vote for DeSantis, or we think you should vote for whoever the Republican or conservative candidate is for wherever it is. That's our opinion. It was supposed to be that Facebook was a place where you could go and share your opinions, but not anymore. If you're giving anything that is remotely conservative and has anything to do with politics, they want you shut down. Now, here's the crazy part of it. They only want you shut down, and they only want you quiet during elections. But when the elections are over, oh my goodness, post all you can. Post all you can. Just post, 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 post. Why? Because they want to make money off us, because they know that the conservatives that are out there are going to share good messages. And the more shares that happen, the more money that Facebook makes. Now, I'm not making this up. Let me give you two things that you probably don't know exist. Number one is Facebook wound up reaching out to me 9 months ago and said, hey, Dennis, by the way, we know that you have such a good audience. We know that you've been around for so long. We know that you're part of our monetization programs. Would you give an hour of your time to help our team via Zoom tell us all that you know? And I did. I gave an hour of my time. I was one-on-one with a teammate. They had other people in there as well listening in, and they asked me a million questions about how we post, and it wasn't, believe me when I tell you, it was solely so this way they can figure out how to make more money. Then I also got invited to a new thing called the bonus program. Now, you've probably never even heard of the bonus program. That's right, because you want to know why? You don't have the kind of numbers I do. So I am in a pilot program called the bonus program. I get paid for every time I post something on Facebook because they simply want you to stay on their app. This is a new program that they're trying, and I'm one of their guinea pigs. Well, here's the other thing. Facebook has owed me $20,000. I'm rounding that number off. $20,000 for the longest time. And they already asked me to confirm where I get my money sent, where I want my money sent, that I'm me, that I'm really me. They've confirmed that I'm me over the last 15 years. It's got to be 10 times. I'm guessing 10 times. I've been on the phone with these people. I just did a Zoom, and yet they still got to confirm who I am. But I already sent them that stuff, and they still didn't send my money to me. They sent it to some other entity, and it is gone. I don't have, they basically screwed me out of $20,000. And when I went back and I said, hey, why did you do that? You sent it somewhere else. They said, sorry, we can't help you anymore. And that's the way it was. So now, because it's election season, and now because our videos are so powerful and they do tell the truth, it basically comes down to now the legal team is coming after me and they're cutting off my monetization. Let me just say to the people who are listening at Facebook, I don't give a shit. I really don't give a shit. I don't need your money. I don't need your money. We don't need your money. So what I'm going to do here is we're going to give you an even less abbreviated show here today on Facebook. We're just going to tell you what we're going to talk about. We'll hit one thing which we think is pretty important about Trump, and then the rest of this program will go over to Team DML. We pray and hope that you will come join us, A, to try to keep us in business. Obviously, they're all trying to strip money from us in any way they can, and I do have bills to pay. And number two is, so this way you really can get what the truth is out there. Because I can tell you this, as a guy, you know, we always blame the mainstream media, but I was one of the top guests for years. I was the go-to guest for Megyn Kelly and for so many, and Fox and Friends and everything else. I knew the insides and outs of that place. Roger Ailes, who ran that place, loved me. Been up on the second floor of Fox many different times meeting with executives. Absolutely loved me. I can tell you that they still censor what it is that you should and should not be hearing according to what the people on the second floor, who are mainly Democrats, because Roger Ailes is dead now, they will censor what it is that you do and do not get. I have been firsthand in those conversations. I have been firsthand victim to being told what I can and cannot show when I was on Fox. So I moved over to Newsmax. I was the number one show on Newsmax. And I was, same thing, told that I couldn't have people who wrote nasty books about the Clintons on my show. Well, gee, why is that? Well, you know, it's a funny thing. When you go back and you look at the Clinton Foundation and you see who their donors are, one of the Murdoch boys who owns Fox News and Chris Ruddy from Newsmax, both gave over or at least $1 million, because they're listed between $1 and $5 million, $1 to $5 million they gave to the Clinton Foundation. What kind of conservative would do that? What kind of conservative news outlet would do that? So there's the truth. They don't want you to know it, but I will give it to you. So you can't trust any of these places, any of these places. And even when you look at little places like the Daily Wire, right now, Ben Shapiro and Candace Owens are having a fight. I mean, this is the kind of crap that goes on. Here we are. We're trying to give you the stuff you need to know every single day. So if you really want real news, you want to help the good guys, here's what you do. You download the DML News app for free from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. You turn the notifications on. Very easy to do. Then you go to tab 5, also known as the Interact tab. And at the very top, it says Team DML Memberships. Click that. And for the littlest, tiniest amount, you could become a member. You could help us keep in business. And on top of that, every single article you get, every single program you get is completely ad-free. We can stop giving money to these monsters who eventually want to eat us after they've collected all they have. So Facebook loves to make money on my content, except for, of course, when it's around election time or when I call them out. So that's that. With that being said, the good news here, and this is making people at Facebook, I'm sure, go upside down, inside out, and all bat crazy, Denny, is Donald J. Trump raised an unbelievable, record-breaking amount of money over the weekend. Will you please tell our audience what that is?
Yeah, Trump's campaign raked in $50.5 million in an exclusive fundraiser dinner with billionaires in Florida, Palm Beach, this past weekend. The haul more than doubles the record $25 million raised at President Biden's star-studded event at Radio City Music Hall in Manhattan last month and fattens the GOP's coffers just months away from the November election. Trump had posted on Truth Social about it. Biggest night in fundraising of all time. Will double up the Biden number of last week at Radio City. People are desperate for change. They want to make America great again.
Now, that is true. Now, just a reminder for everybody out there, and including the Facebook maniacs who are listening there in Silicon Valley, because they're going crazy. Oh, my God, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Biden's not raising as much money. Where's Obama? Where's Obama? Well, yeah, you had Obama. You had Obama and you had Clinton. You had Clinton, who did unbelievably horrible things to a young girl in a blue dress, and all you Democrats look the other way. You only care about women when you want to care about them, right? But when he does it to a young girl in a blue dress, it's not a big deal. Then you got Obama, and Obama told you he was going to fundamentally transform the country. And all those people who are there working at Facebook who are from another country came in and think America is crap, even though we give you everything. It give you everything you ever wanted, right? You want to see the demise of it happen. And we're gonna support that, our opinion there, with some video later on the other side in the private end. But here's the thing. Obama wanted to transform this country into something we can't recognize. And he's using little Joey Biden to do it. Joey Biden can't put together a sentence. You wouldn't want your kid having Joe Biden as a school teacher. You wouldn't let Joe Biden, if he were a doctor, operate on you. You wouldn't let Joe Biden, seriously, paint your house because you'd be fearful that he painted the wrong color. And yet you want him to be your president. Why? Because you're so afraid of Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is going to bring this country back to the excellence that it is potentially ready to go back to. And I say potentially, and I pause because there are so many radicals in this country, but I still believe that there are more normal people than there are radicals. If we had more Elon Musks creating more social media platforms so we didn't have to use crappy ones like this, my God, how the world would change. And maybe that's where things are going. Who knows? But I'll tell you right now, this country is in massive trouble. And the only thing you're hearing about today is a stupid freaking eclipse that's going to last for a matter of seconds. Okay? Who gives a rat's ass? You want to see what it looks like when it's dark out? Go inside, close all the shades, turn off the light, count to 10, and put the light back on, and voila, you're there. But let's have some fun with this, because Trump had some fun with this. Trump just posted a video about the eclipse on his Truth Social account. Ryan, play the video. So yeah, Dennis, so we got this eclipse today. People are going to go, they're going to stop everything. They're going to have to go take a look at it. Ah, wow, wow, wow. And then they got to come back to reality of inflation, an open border, healthcare prices, food prices, a maniac in the White House, China saying that we could be on the brink of World War III. I mean, these are all the things that we should be worrying about, but people are going to be, well, the sun's going to cover the, it's going to be covered by the moon. Okay, great for you. I'll give you something that you should worry about when it comes to the eclipse. There are going to be mass gatherings of people who are going to go outside and say, oh, wow, gee whiz. And all the wacky scientists are going to go outside and talk about how it all happens. And you know who's waiting for this to happen, Dennis? Maybe we should play the ABC News video about the warning of what the FBI said that they fear could be happening not only today, but in the weeks and months to come. Play the video, Ryan.
Security warning right here in the U.S. from the FBI and Homeland Security. Warning of potential threats to public gatherings. The timing of this and why they're concerned tonight. Here's our Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas with late reporting.
Tonight, FBI and Homeland Security officials are warning U.S. law enforcement about the potential for terror inspired by that deadly ISIS attack in Moscow targeting a concert hall. The concern, according to the bulletin, violence targeting mass gatherings such as sports stadiums, concert venues, or houses of worship in the United States. Law enforcement told to be on the lookout for any suspicious activity. The bulletin coming just days before millions will gather to watch the eclipse on Monday. Authorities say following the Moscow attack, ISIS and its supporters celebrated the assault and shared graphic and violent attack footage, the terror group calling for similar attacks in the United States.
I'm told U.S. law enforcement is being urged to take this bulletin seriously. Sources say ISIS remains a very real threat.
So, Dennis, what do you think about the fact that, you know, people coming across our border at will? We know we've got terrorists coming through, gang members, everything else. What do you think about the fact that the FBI is now putting out a warning that we should worry about a mass gathering event like they just had in Russia when, radicals are going to come attack us I don't know, maybe at a rock concert or maybe an eclipse warning.
I mean, it's sad because we shouldn't have to worry about those things, and we probably wouldn't have to worry about it if our border was actually closed or an actual border, you know, working to prevent criminals and illegals coming through. We give money to Ukraine to strengthen their border, and yet we're just letting ours become an open sieve day by day by day. I mean, even the numbers of how many foreign-born people have come into the country alone under Biden compared to presidents past is beyond staggering. It's like literally taking in an entire new country.
Oh, in fact, it won't be long before Meta is their own country. Lord knows how many people they've got from coming. Couldn't hire American kids? Couldn't hire kids coming out of American colleges? What was wrong with that, Mr. Zuckerberg? Here's a problem, Dennis. Here's a problem. Go back to this. Facebook, in order to be able to be sure that they're going to pay me a couple of $100 for this post and a couple of $100,000 for a series of videos or whatever it may be, they're going to need my driver's license. They got to make sure it's me. Even though it's been going to my bank account for 15 years, they need to have my driver's license. Well, why do you need my driver's license? Why can't I just talk into a microphone like this? Why can't you just take the Zoom video I did with your team 6 months ago and say, hey, that's the guy. Why do you need my ID? Because in 42 out of 50 states, Dennis, you don't need an ID to vote. Now, the Democrats will tell you that when it comes to the election, illegal aliens are not allowed to vote. And yet 42 of our states do not want to confirm that the guy who can't speak a lick of English is a U.S. citizen, because that would be racist.
Well, it's crazy because you have a end wokeness tweet here that shows all the countries that do require it. And you got UK, you got Italy, you got Spain, you got Brazil, you got Israel, you got Russia, you got France, you got Mexico, Ireland, Poland, Finland. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. I mean, you got South America countries in there. You know, we're taking these people in primarily through those countries, and yet they have voter ID laws, and more than half of our own country in terms of states don't require it.
Oh, much more than half. Half would be 25. We're at 42. We're almost at full capacity here. And you know what? I know there's more than 8 conservative states in the union. So to those states who are conservative based and don't require ID, stop falling for the absolute BS that it is bigotry by asking somebody to rip out their ID. Because I'll tell you what, if there were reparations for illegal aliens or reparations for any other demographic that didn't look like me, and you said, hey, I'm going to hand you over $1 million just because of the color of your skin, you want to know what they would have if you told them they needed it? They'd have an ID, Dennis. They'd go through hell, heaven, and everywhere else and back to make sure they had the little ID so this way they could collect the check. This is nothing other than, in my opinion, to rig elections, because there's no way to confirm who anybody is. I gave Facebook my ID 6 months ago for the 10th time in 15 years, and they want it again. So this way, the $300 that they owe me for the month can be confirmed before it's sent. And if I can't do that, well, I can't get it. Well, you know what? This is what the Democrats want. They want social media companies like this to just shut people like us off because we just tell the truth. Now, the stuff we're going to show for the rest of this show is eye-popping. We've got a Hollywood actress who is actually referring to Trump as somebody who would have thrown people in an oven. I'm not going to say the word. Then, of course, we've got new Americans living in Dearborn, which, oh, by the way, I highlighted 10 years ago, and nobody in D.C. worried when I said Dearborn, Michigan's a hotbed of trouble, blew it off. Now they're chanting over the weekend, death to America, right in our own streets. Yep. Then we're going to talk about how a 15-year-old girl was absolutely blank, 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 blank by an illegal alien. Can't say that kind of thing on Facebook. They'll just rip you to shreds. And of course, the liberals in this country, They tell you, we want you to buy a house and home ownership and the American dream. Oh, but by the way, if some piece of crap wants to take your house and squat in there, you got to pay all their bills. We're going to tell you about a new one with that. Then we're going to show you a new public defender. What is it? You know, what is it? Yeah, it's an it. Wait until you see what it is that is actually defending people in court. You are going to blow your mind. You are not going to believe what they're allowing to take place. We're going to show you that video. And then we are going to show you a new, a new warning by one of the top hospitals in the entire world when it comes to Denise wanting to be Dennis. That's an important thing. And then, Starbucks. Starbucks is now putting a new thing on their cups, and I don't even dare say it because I bet you a lot of the freaking people over there at Facebook watching us right now are sipping on their latte and love what it says. So if you want to get the rest of the show, not only today, each and every day, if you want to be with us before Facebook actually cleans my clock and says, see you later, we've used you for 15 years, don't need you anymore. Well, I'm using you right now. Please go right now to download the DML News app from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store for completely for free. You'll get the best news feed there is. You'll never miss a damn thing. And then on top of that, you will be able to join Team DML. And there are so many different advantages to you doing that. Okay, that's it for us on Facebook, YouTube, and of course on Apple Podcasts. If you want the rest, join us on the other side.
Get the Dennis Michael Lynch podcast every day by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and download the DML News app from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store for breaking news, merchandise, films, exclusive content, and Team DML.